Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. Mayor Dan Agnew joins us this morning. Morning, Dan.
Good morning, Tim. How are you? I know how you are. I've been listening to you.
One of those. Hey, we got to do something real quick. Will you help me wish Braden Blackford a happy birthday?
I certainly will.
16.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
16. Oh, man.
Yeah, we missed that on the train this morning. We apologize. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, buddy.
It was a little crazy earlier.
Yeah, was it really? I never would have noticed that.
Is my hair gray?
Yes,
okay.
Tim, it
is. Good. It hasn't changed then. All right. Mayor Dan Agnew joining us this morning. City council meeting last night.
We did. We had a city council meeting last night. We had got the honor of swearing in a new city clerk, Ann Wingerter, who's been with the city for, I think, 12, 14 years now, and worked in the finance area.
So Kay going off to do the same job, but over for Des Moines.
In Des Moines, yes, that's correct.
How long was Kay in that position?
I want to say 12 years, but I'm not sure. Something in that area, I believe.
Almost as long as I've been around, I think.
I think she was in that area in there about 12 years, thereabouts. So.
Okay.
And the other one we did last night, which I'd like to congratulate him, Ben Gray, is leaving our police force, going to be the new chief of police at Marengo. And congratulate Ben. I think that's wonderful.
That's great.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime they can improve themselves, I think that's great.
And we've done that a lot. We have populated a lot of police chief positions around the area here with members of the Grinnell Police Department.
We certainly have. And you know the nice part about that? They've all been successful.
Yeah.
So they're good background, come from a good background. So yes.
And also a couple of volunteer firefighters resigning.
We did. Samantha Ramsey, most people know, worked at Manats and was a volunteer fire, and she is changing jobs. I'm not sure exactly where she'll be located, but she'll be doing a lot of traveling, so she decided she better step down from the position. So we appreciate her help.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
You welcomed in, and Joe Simpson also retiring, resigning from the volunteer. But you got a new volunteer.
We did. Got a new one.
Osvaldo Carrillo Torres.
Yes. Thank you for pronouncing that perfectly. You did a nice job.
Thank you.
That Southwest accent came in handy, didn't it?
It works.
It does.
That was the only thing that I brought with me back. That and green chili are the only two good things I brought back with me from New Mexico.
Okay. Thank you.
What did you? So you had a public hearing last night.
We did. We had a public hearing regarding a forgivable loan to CJ Properties LLC and the Hometown Heroes Sports Bar, and or is it Sports Bar? Sports Grill. I'm sorry. Yes, Sports Grill. I knew that wasn't quite right. We had a public hearing, and there were no comments. So the Finance Committee, approved for doing the forgivable loan later in the meeting.
Okay.
So that was set in motion. We also are getting our TIF debt certification ready to go because that has to be, I think, into the county by December 1st. So we approved that last night. That's about $2.6 million, somewhere in that neighborhood. So it's consistent, usually, generally. I think this one might even be just a few dollars less. So
you also got the Regional Sports Authority District.
Yes, we got a grant from the state, from the Economic Development, Iowa Economic Development, for $50,000. Now, the city, through hotel motel tax, will put $25,000 in addition to that to work with the Sports Authority here to anything, types of sports activities, pickleball games, disc golf, golf tournaments, shooting sports, whatever it might be. It also brings in tourism, if you will, or activities in the community. So
Grinnell games.
Grinnell games. Yep, that'll be part of that. Yeah, bikes over Grinnell, or kites over Grinnell, not bikes over Grinnell, but kites, soccer camps, basketball tournaments, youth basketball tournaments, baseball tournaments, softball tournaments, etc.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. So pleased with that. Yeah.
That is nice.
Yeah, that's very nice.
You also have to do monthly transfer of funds now.
Yeah, you may recall, I think last time we talked, the state has a new requirement. It used to be that when we transferred funds, we did it on a monthly basis, of course, but we only approved it once a year. And now the state requires that every month we have to have a resolution on any transfer of funds. So it's probably a safety valve that the state auditor's department has requested.
Okay.
But so it's a procedural thing. It's a busy work thing. Makes the meetings last an extra 2 or 3 minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long did you go? 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah,
maybe?
I think we went close to maybe 15 to 20 last night. Yeah.
Again, all the heavy lifting gets done in the committee.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's where all the discussion and arguing and finger pointing and name calling goes.
Exactly. Well, and to that extent, we had a request last night, and it came up through I think it was the Public Safety Committee, was a request for a stop sign to be put out on Blakely Circle. For those who aren't familiar, Blakely Circle is out near the motels just south of town. And when the drivers stay at one of the motels, they have to park their truck someplace. And there's an area that goes back into Mom's Foods. And there's a lot of traffic because they have activity out there 24 hours a day. So they were requesting either some no parking out there and some...
So it's parking sign.
Yeah, no parking. Did I say stop sign?
You did say stop sign.
Oh, I've got...
You're anticipating my question about East Street.
I probably was. Yes. Somebody else asked that question. They said, why isn't the stop sign down? You passed the resolution. Well, we not only passed it and had the reading and the ordinances, it has to be published. And so it has now been published. So probably sometime this week, that stop sign on East Street, north and south, will be taken down.
All right. Very good.
So,
speaking of trucks parking, issue on Spring Street with a cattle truck.
Yeah.
Or livestock truck.
Livestock truck. I hate to call it cattle because it probably could be anything. The ordinance in the community is that a truck can be parked in the residential area. There's a limited number of hours, and then it has to be moved. But we've come up against some complaints that there is a livestock semi parked on Spring Street regularly, and the truck has not been cleaned in between loads. There's a daycare there in that area, the city offices in that area, there's homes in that area. So the public safety is looking at maybe some type of restriction on livestock carriers of some sort. I will come back with that later, but it was submitted back to the staff and to public safety to come back with a proposal.
Can't you just make them clean their truck before they park it?
Yeah, he'd like to. Yeah, I think there is a state law that it has to be cleaned before they can take the next load, but I'm not sure what the rules are as far as how soon after you've emptied the truck that you've got to clean it. That I don't know.
You know, last time you were bragging after the last meeting how you didn't spend any money. You did good this time.
Oh, we did well, didn't we?
What, over $2 million?
Yeah, about that, I think. Yeah, yeah.
let's see, $2,548,041.07.
Uh-huh.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, some of that we'll get back because the airport paving project, we get some federal funds back on that, but we've got to pay it first.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of confusion there. Facebook, people are like, what's going on at the airport? And there's all these rumors. Oh, they're going to bring in all these jets. And
The runway is going to be basically exactly the same size as it was before. It just had to be replaced, And I believe they're still on schedule to have it done and ready, open again by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So November was the date we had in mind. The weather hasn't helped us here the last couple of weeks, but still Thanksgiving is the target date.
But that'll only be for daytime. The night, the lights will be put in the spring.
Correct. Daytime flying until spring. As soon as the weather permits, they'll put the lighting in, then we'll be back to full force.
Okay. Yeah. But it's not... Yeah. And they're not expanding it to take on bigger jets?
No, and that ramp out there is not for takeoff or anything like that, any special flights, no.
We're not launching the space shuttle from there. SpaceX is not relocating here. Sorry,
no.
Kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't spread that rumor.
No, please.
I heard on the radio this morning the mayor says they're going, SpaceX is coming. No. Oh, golly. You also considered a request to reduce fees for veterans with disabilities unable to take their garbage can out.
We have a procedure, and I'm trying to think. I think it's called a pack-out fee, I believe. And what it is if you're unable to take your garbage can out to the street, then I think it's around $3 a month, maybe $3.50. The city will charge, and then they will come and pick up your garbage and bring it out to the street, okay? And that's available to anybody.
Really? I could pay $3 a month and then you guys haul my trash
I believe
out?
That's right. I think originally it was for disabled people. I think it's for disabled, you know, elderly, maybe, you know, a grandmother who is alone and can't do it. And they can go to the city and request this and pay the fee. And so we had a request from an individual that we even limit that farther. And at this point, we felt that that was... more of a discrimination problem than rather just leave it open and people pay the fee and go from there. So we took no action.
Okay. Speaking of discrimination, you also did a something with the agreement between the Human Rights Commission and the Iowa Civil Rights Commission.
Right, right. And we've done this before. It's, I think, called a 28E agreement. We do this with some other things where we interagencies react together, work together. So if the local human rights group comes up against a discrimination situation, they need additional help, they can go to the state, and then the state will reimburse us for our costs.
We're talking with Grinnell Mayor Dan Agnew, who's, by the way, running for re-election today. We'll talk about that and more when we return. This is Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community, just south of downtown Grinnell. You choose the way you want to live in the Mayflower Community, with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. You can enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices for independent living, including affordable campus apartments. There are patio homes and the Water Tower Square apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is when and where to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's daily dining with an open menu. There's catering, there are special meals and holiday meals to share with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, rehab care, and assisted living. The Mayflower Community invites you to take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 or browse Mayflower Grinnell. Mayflower Community in Grinnell, a place to call home.
Back on Let's Talk with incumbent Mayor Dan Agnew.
Thank you.
Running for re-election.
Thank you.
Now, the only reason that you're here today is because you don't have an opponent, and I don't have to give anybody equal time.
That's true. That's probably true. I didn't think about that.
Actually, it's equal opportunity. It's not equal time. It's equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity.
That's right.
So, but it's still a write-in campaign, possibly, you know.
Yeah.
I could get 6, and somebody else could get 7, and I lose. You know?
Who'd want it?
I don't know. I've had people ask me that too.
That's right. Why are you still doing it? That's right. Don't you have something better to do? So, the election today.
Election today.
Until 8.
Yep. Yep.
All the city council seats are, the 3 that are open are unopposed. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It is now, 3. No, right?
Well, there's only. There's 3. I'm sorry. Right. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I got to go through because we.
Byron is at the at large.
Yes.
And then you have
Joe Ray
who's
in Ward 1, 2, I believe. That's 2, isn't it? Joe Ray?
Joe.
Yeah.
And then
Lemoyne Guard in 4, uh-huh. I believe.
Now, Lemoyne's a new one.
Lemoyne is a new one.
He's running unopposed.
Yeah.
He's taking the place of Sandy.
Sandy Brunell, yes.
So now, when do they take over?
First meeting after the first of the year.
Okay.
So that's their official swearing in, and they'll be... their first official meeting will be whatever that would be, January 4th or thereabouts this year, January 6th, something like that.
So Sandy will still, she has a,
yeah, she's
a
got
finger a, in that pie for just a little bit longer.
A couple more months. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Very good.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And you're in for another term?
In for another term.
What is that? Two years?
2 years. For the mayor is 2. Council members are 4, but the mayor is just a 2-year term.
See, I don't understand that the people who are, you know, who really make the decisions, you know, they're the ones who we keep in there longer. It's like, what if we got one that in there making really screwy decisions? We got to wait 4 years to get them out of there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But the good news is there's 6.
Yeah.
And
6 people making screwy decisions. Thanks.
Yeah.
It makes me feel a lot better.
Yeah, but I can't say that. I think
I know, I think but they, I can.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. No, I think they.
They do a good job.
They really do. Yeah. They go through the materials and study it well. And when we come to the committee meetings, because I sit in on all of them, they really thoughtfully. They're very, very thoughtful on what they discuss.
So I'm going to jump the gun here and congratulate you on your reelection.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Tim. Thank you. And congratulations on the way you're handling today. I, you know, you,
you know. It's not my first rodeo.
That's true.
Could be my last, but it's not my first. That'll be our final word this morning with Dan Agnew. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Tim.
This is Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. 8 o'clock, KGRN Grinnell.
Get a boost on this election day.
We will show the correct.